Last year, the King County Prosecutor's Office filed 9,700 cases. Not all of them went to trial, but they all filtered through the King County court system. At that volume, justice becomes a constantly moving target of scheduling, preparation, and delays. Some of it is strategic, but all of it affects the outcome of cases. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
On a Friday in April last year, King County District Court Judge Victoria Seitz had 66 cases on her docket.
You know, we have too many cases, okay? And not enough, you know, court time and so forth to deal with them.
Too many cases. So Seitz offered anyone charged with driving with a suspended license in the third degree a deal. Plead guilty that day and get either a $248 fine or 25 hours of community service.
I have a lot of respect for Judge Seitz. I think that she was trying to do something creative.
That's Christine Jackson of the Defender Association. That day in Judge Seitz's courtroom, the public defender advised each defendant not to take the deal. Still, a dozen defendants took advantage of the offer, pleading guilty to a crime that went on their records. Jackson says even though the judge was trying to be creative,
we have to go for longer-term, more thoughtful and integrated solutions.
The State Judicial Commission admonished Judge Seitz. They said she undermined the integrity of the judicial process. She was ordered to take ethics training. Jackson says some of her clients would be tempted to take a deal like that, even if she tells them they should take a chance and take a case to trial.
I cannot tell you how many clients have said, we've advised them to take a case to trial, and they've said, I can't because I can't take that kind of time off of work. Especially when we tell them that they have to come to court and wait and wait and wait, and they could lose a week of work. And there are many, many of our clients who cannot afford even that basic level of justice.
And because of that, she says, they're more likely to plead guilty. That day in the courtroom, the prosecutor objected too. Even though prosecutors have their own reasons for wanting to get cases over with, they don't exactly get better over time.
There's nothing that I enjoy less, and I'm sure my colleagues would agree with me, and I know my deputies, is calling that witness, you know, for the fifth or sixth time after you've told them the case is going to go to trial tomorrow, you're ready to take a day off work, only to be called and said, oh, sorry, it's going to happen next week. It can have significant impacts on our witnesses' willingness to cooperate.
Erin Norgaard has spent more than a decade working for the King County Prosecutor's Office. For the last 2.5 years, she's been supervising the office's district court unit. Norgaard says King County District Court is like a lot of courts in Washington. Busy. Judges divide up calendars. Clerks manage schedules packed with pretrial hearings, arraignments, everything the court handles, from traffic tickets to criminal and civil cases.
On any given week in King County District Court, you've got one courtroom and one judge handling jury trials, which this week we have 22 set, so you can imagine how that's going to work out.
Cases are going to get bumped. Recently, judges in King County District Court have started to use a provision under state law that lets cases take even longer. It allows the court extra time to hear a case that goes beyond the set speedy trial expiration date, up to 4 more weeks. It may be legal, but Norgaard says there's little advantage in extending a trial.
It's not like everybody's sitting around doing nothing about this. I think that everybody involved in the system is equally frustrated, maybe for different reasons, some of which overlap.
It's coming up with a workable solution. That's the challenge. In a statement, King County District Court says one of its current challenges in managing case deadlines for civil and criminal cases is a statewide case management system that came out around the same time as the first IBM personal computer. Cutting edge, 34 years ago. It's the same system used by about 150 district courts. Court administrators say the antiquated system can't help them look for trends in caseload deadlines and figure out what works. Since September, King County District Court in Kent has been piloting a program. Instead of bouncing from judge to judge, cases are assigned to one judge who oversees them from beginning to end. Many in the court believe this scenario improves accountability and moves cases along more quickly. But it's hard to tell. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.